They flee from me that sometime did me seek, with naked foot stalking in my chamber. I have seen them gentle, tame, and meek, that now are wild, and do not remember that sometime they put themselves in danger to take bread at my hand. And now they range, busily seeking with a continual change. Thanked be fortune, it hath been otherwise, 20 times better, but once in special, in thin array after a pleasant guise, when her loose gown from her shoulders did fall, and she me caught in her arms long and small. Therewithal sweetly did me kiss, and softly said, "Dear heart, how like you this?" It was no dream. I lay broad waking, but all is turned thorough my gentleness into a strange fashion of forsaking. And I have leave to go of her goodness, and she also to use newfangleness. But since that I so kindly am served, I would fain know what she hath deserved. The hollow of morning holds my soul still as water in a jar. To do is get drunk with my wife. An endless glass of wine, both of us on the floor. So what if squares look down on us? Boring and misguided are their miserable lives. When my wife is in the city and I'm home, I want to cry. The moonlight on the cypress tree is a bitter light. No book has ever kissed me like she does. Please tell me, that's if you don't mind me asking, how am I to find the holes and corners where you hide? I searched the lesser campus, tried the Circus Maximus and the Shrine of Jupiter on the Capitoline, combed all the bookshops, then waylaid the girls in Pompey's colonnade, begging for you, but met wide-eyed innocent looks on every side. Desperate, I asked, "What have you done, you bad girls, with Camerius?" One, teasing me, flaunted a bare breast. "Here he is, in this rosy nest. You keep such a standoffish distance that one needs Hercules' persistence to track you down these days, my friend. Divulge! Disclose where you intend to be in future. Come, commit yourself. Be reckless. Out with it. Is it that you've spent all day sleeping snug in those creamy girls' safekeeping? If lips and tongues stay locked and chained, you waste the whole crop has gained. Venus likes speech to be loose-reined. By all means, be discreet. Providing that I'm the one you confide in." A slumber did my spirit seal. I had no human fears. She seemed a thing that could not feel the touch of earthly years. No motion has she now, no force, she neither hears nor sees. Rolled round in earth's diurnal course, with rocks and stones and trees.